This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the courage method to finally make the decision to confront someone's toxic traits. A proven 7-step system for facing what you have been avoiding. In short, this article covers one primary framework, a courage method, and two supporting tools that together help you decide whether and how to confront someone's toxic traits with confidence. The Courage Method, a 7-step decision framework for high-stakes confrontations. The SBI method, a structure for delivering the confrontation itself with precision. The Clarity Over Comfort principle, a mindset shift that makes the decision to act possible. Definition: confront toxic traits describes the deliberate act of addressing someone's recurring harmful behaviors directly and constructively, using structured communication to protect the individual, the relationship, and the wider team from ongoing damage. You have been watching it happen for weeks. A colleague who dismisses other people's ideas in meetings, takes credit for work they did not do, or responds to feedback with hostility. You know the behavior is destructive. You know it needs to stop. But every time you prepare to say something, the moment passes, and the problem stays. That is not weakness. That is what happens when you face a high-stakes situation without a structure to guide you. The decision to confront toxic traits is genuinely difficult. The stakes feel personal. The outcome feels unpredictable. And without a clear system to lean on, most people either act on raw emotion and make things worse, or say nothing and watch the damage spread. I have done both. Neither works. In Say It Right Every Time, I introduce the Courage Method in Chapter 7 as a framework for making high-stakes decisions with confidence. Applied to toxic traits specifically, it gives you a step-by-step path from uncertainty to a clear, grounded decision. What follows is that framework in full, along with two supporting tools and a practical guide for choosing the right approach for your situation. Why toxic behavior does not fix itself without a framework. Here is the truth of it: toxic traits do not fade on their own. Left unchallenged, they grow bolder. The person exhibiting them receives a silent signal that the behavior is acceptable, and everyone around them adjusts their own conduct to compensate. Teams shrink. Trust erodes. Morale follows. The reason most confrontations fail is not that the person lacked courage. It is that they walked into a high-pressure moment without structure. Avoiding difficult conversations is the hidden enemy of team synergy, and the cost compounds over time. Under pressure, without a framework, people default to attack, retreat, or appeasement. None of these produces the outcome they need. A framework does not make the conversation easy. It makes it possible. It slows your thinking down before the moment, so you're not improvising under stress when you need to be clear. The Courage Method, your 7-step decision framework. As outlined in Chapter 7 of Say It Right Every Time, the Courage Method is a 7-step framework for making high-stakes decisions with confidence. Each letter corresponds to a step. I will show you each one as it applies directly to confronting someone's toxic behavior. Framework 1. Courage Method. What it is designed for: making the decision to act, and doing so with sufficient grounding that you enter the confrontation prepared rather than reactive. When to use it: when you have identified a pattern of toxic behavior and you are unsure whether, when, or how to address it. When not to use it: when the behavior is a genuine one-off under unusual circumstances. Reserve this framework for patterns, not isolated incidents. 1. C. Collect information. Before you say a word, gather the facts. This means specific incidents, not general impressions. Write down what happened, when it happened, and who was affected. In use: on Tuesday the 4th, James interrupted Sarah's presentation 3 times and described her proposal as naive in front of the client. 2 weeks prior, he attributed her research to himself in the board summary. This step protects you from walking into the conversation with feelings dressed up as evidence. You need facts. Feelings matter, but facts carry weight. 2. Outline the options. Consider the realistic paths available to you. You can confront directly, involve a manager, set a boundary without a formal conversation, document and monitor, or choose strategic silence for a defined period. In use: I can speak with James directly. I can raise this with our manager. I can address the pattern the next time it happens in the room. I can choose to say nothing and accept the current situation. Listing your options removes the feeling that you are trapped. You are not. You have choices. 3. Understand the impact. Assess what the toxic behavior is actually costing the team, the individual, and the organization. Be specific. This step also asks you to consider what the cost of inaction will be over the next 3 months. In use, Sarah has stopped contributing ideas in client meetings. Two other team members have started checking out. If this continues, we will lose our most creative voices at exactly the point we need them most. This step often provides the emotional fuel people need to stop stalling. 4. Review your values. Ask yourself what you stand for. What kind of colleague, leader, or team member do you want to be? The courage method asks you to anchor your decision in values, not just outcomes. I call this clarity over comfort, and it is addressed directly in Chapter 7. Your job is not to be comfortable. It is to be clear. In use, I value honesty. I value protecting the people on my team. I have been choosing comfort over both of those things for 3 weeks. When your decision aligns with your values, you stop second guessing it. 5. Act with conviction. Once you've worked through the first 4 steps, the decision to act should feel grounded rather than impulsive. This step is the commitment. You are deciding to move forward with the confrontation, and you are doing it with a clear head and a specific plan. In use, I'm going to speak with James privately before Friday. I will use specific examples and focus on the impact, not a character judgment. Half-hearted confrontations produce half-hearted results. Act with conviction, or choose a different path. 6. Gauge the reaction. Prepare for how the person might respond. Toxic traits often come with defensive reactions: denial, deflection, counterattack, or sudden agreeableness that evaporates within a week. Thinking through likely responses before the conversation keeps you steady when they arrive. In use, James may deny it happened that way. He may become defensive or turn it around on me. If he does, I will stay calm, refer back to the specific incidents I documented, and keep the conversation focused on behavior and impact. This is not pessimism. It is preparation. Recovering team synergy after a conversation goes catastrophically wrong is possible, but it is far easier to prepare for difficulty than to repair from it. 7. Explain your rationale. After the confrontation, you may need to explain your reasoning to others, your manager, other team members, or the person themselves in a follow-up. Knowing why you acted and being able to articulate it clearly reinforces your position and prevents the narrative from being rewritten by someone else. In use, I addressed this because the behavior was affecting the team's ability to contribute, and silence was making me complicit in it. Eamon's note: I have seen people work through the first 6 steps beautifully and then fail to explain themselves afterward. When they say nothing, others fill the silence with their own interpretation. Own your rationale. Say it plainly. Quick example: a project manager notices that a senior developer consistently dismisses junior team member suggestions in stand-ups, sometimes audibly sighing or using dismissive language. She works through courage, collects 4 specific incidents over 3 weeks, outlines her options, identifies that 2 junior members have gone quiet in meetings, checks her values around psychological safety, commits to a private conversation, prepares for defensiveness, and drafts a 2-sentence rationale she can give to her own manager if needed. She walks into the conversation prepared. The developer is initially defensive, but she stays on the documented examples. Within a fortnight, the behavior shifts. The SBI method. How to actually deliver the confrontation. Deciding to confront toxic traits is one challenge. Knowing exactly what to say when you sit down is another. The SBI method, which I first outline in Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time and reference again in Chapter 7, gives you the structure for the confrontation itself. Framework 2. SBI method. What it is designed for. Delivering the confrontation in a way that is specific and emotional, and difficult to deflect. When to use it. Once the courage process has confirmed you should act, use SBI to build your opening statement. When not to use it. Do not use SBI in a public setting or when you are still emotionally activated. It requires calm precision. How it works. Number 1. Situation. Describe the specific context. When and where did the behavior occur? In last Tuesday's client presentation. Number 2. Behavior. Describe the observable behavior, not your interpretation of it. What did you see or hear? You interrupted Sarah 3 times and described her proposal as naive in front of the client. Number 3. Impact. State the effect on the team, the project, or the individual. Not it made her feel bad, but it sent a message to client that we do not respect each other's work, and Sarah has not spoken in a meeting since. In use, combined. I wanted to talk with you about the client meeting last Tuesday. When he interrupted Sarah three times and described her proposal as naive in front of the client, it damaged our credibility with them, and Sarah has not contributed in a meeting since. I need that to change. Eamon's note. The power of SBI is that it removes the word "you always" from the confrontation. "You always do this" is a character attack. On Tuesday, "you did this, and here is what it cost us" is a fact. People can deny feelings. They cannot easily deny documented facts. Quick example. A team leader needs to address a colleague who has been spreading negative commentary about a new initiative behind closed doors. Using SBI at the team lunch on Thursday, you told two colleagues that the new process was a waste of time before it had been trialled. That has created resistance in the team before we've given the process a fair chance. Clean, specific, focused on behaviour and consequence. Scripts for addressing team members who are undermining group synergy can give you additional language for these moments. Clarity over comfort. The mindset that makes action possible. Framework 3. Clarity over comfort principle. What it is designed for. Overcoming the internal resistance that keeps people from confronting toxic behaviour even when they know they must. When to use it. In the R step of courage, when you are reviewing your values and fighting the pull toward avoidance. When not to use it. Do not apply this as a reason to be blunt without preparation. Clarity does not mean cruelty. It means honesty delivered with precision and care. How it works. Number 1. Name the discomfort. Acknowledge what you are afraid of the person's reaction, damaging the relationship, being seen as difficult. Number 2. Separate the discomfort from the decision. The discomfort is real, but it is not evidence that you should stay silent. It is evidence that the situation matters. Number 3. Ask what clarity requires. What is the honest, direct thing that needs to be said? Strip away the softening and the hedging. What is the actual message? Number 4. Deliver the message with care, not with comfort. You can be direct and still be respectful. Clarity and compassion are not opposites. In use. I am afraid this will damage our working relationship. But if I say nothing, I'm letting behavior that is harming this team continue unchallenged. Clarity requires me to name what I see, specifically and honestly. Eamon's note. In chapter 7 of Say It Right Every Time I Write, your job as a leader is to be clear, not to be comfortable. I mean that for every person in a team, not just those with titles. The most courageous communicators I've met were people who had no formal authority, but chose clarity over comfort where it mattered most. Quick example. A team member has been watching a colleague take passive-aggressive jabs at others for 2 months. She has been avoiding it because she does not want to be seen as confrontational. Applying clarity over comfort, she names her discomfort, separates it from the decision, and identifies the clear message. What you are doing is affecting people. I need to tell you that directly. That is the message. She delivers it. How to address passive-aggressive behavior that is silently eroding team synergy has additional guidance on this specific pattern. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Choosing the right tool for the situation you are in. Different confrontations call for different starting points. Here is a practical guide. Situation start with then use. You are unsure whether to act at all courage method SBI for the conversation. You know you must act, but keep avoiding it clarity over comfort courage to plan. You have decided to act and need exact words SBI method courage for aftermath. Behavior is passive aggressive and hard to name SBI behavior step clarity over comfort mindset. The behavior involves a high stakes team dynamic courage and full SBI for the confrontation. Narrative guide. If you have been circling the decision for weeks and still cannot commit, start with clarity over comfort. Name what you are afraid of and separate it from what is right. Once the internal resistance shifts, run through courage in full before you schedule the conversation. When you sit down with the person, SBI gives you your opening statement. You do not need to improvise what to say first. How to start a difficult conversation that is blocking your team's synergy walks you through that opening in more detail. For genuinely complex team situations, where the toxic behavior has fractured relationships across the group, consider combining courage with the deal method. How to use the deal method to resolve conflicts that are fracturing team synergy covers the combination directly. The mistakes that derail even well-prepared confrontations. I have made all of these, some more than once. The mistake, waiting for certainty before acting. Why it happens? People believe they need more evidence, a better moment, or higher confidence before they can act. The certainty never arrives. What to do instead? Work through courage steps C through R. If you have documented incidents, understood the impact, and the decision aligns with your values, that is sufficient ground. The mistake, delivering a confrontation as a verdict. Why it happens? Frustration that has built over weeks comes out as judgment. You are undermining this team. This triggers defensiveness and closes the conversation. What to do instead? Use SBRI. Your opening statement describes a situation, a behavior, and an impact. It is an observation, not a sentence. The mistake. Fronting with feelings instead of facts. Why it happens. Feelings are real and pressing, but I feel like you disrespect me is easy to dismiss. Facts are not. What to do instead. Collect step in courage is your protection here. If you have written down three specific incidents before the conversation, you speak from evidence, not emotion. The mistake. Abandoning the framework under pressure. Why it happens. The person reacts badly and your preparation evaporates. You either back down entirely or escalate beyond what you planned. What to do instead? The G step, gauge the reaction, is there precisely for this. Think through the likely responses before the conversation so they do not catch you cold. Building real fluency with these frameworks over time. You do not master these tools by reading about them. You build fluency through deliberate practice in real situations. Here is a realistic path. In the first week, use courage on paper. Choose one situation where toxic behavior has been bothering you. Work through all seven steps in writing, even if you decide not to act yet. The act of writing it builds the habit of structured thinking. In weeks 2 and 3, practice SBI with low-stakes situations, a piece of constructive feedback to a colleague, a boundary with a difficult request. The structure is the same whether the stakes are low or high. You want the pattern to feel natural before you need it under pressure. By week 4, apply clarity over comfort to one situation you've been avoiding. Name the discomfort, name the decision, and commit to one honest conversation. The courage method applied to high-stakes synergy decisions has a broader application of the same system if you want to extend the practice. After each real conversation, spend 5 minutes reviewing what you planned, what happened, and what you would adjust. That reflection is where fluency actually builds. A framework used once is a tool. A framework practiced repeatedly becomes instinct. What to carry with you from this? Toxic traits do not respond to hints, sighs, or passive hope. They respond to direct, structured, honest conversation. The courage method gives you a system for making the decision and entering the conversation prepared. SBI gives you the words. Clarity over comfort gives you the courage to begin. You do not need to be fearless to confront toxic traits. You need to be structured enough that fear does not make the decision for you. This much I know for certain: the conversations most people are dreading are the ones their teams are quietly waiting for. The courage to have them is the most important communication skill you can develop. Frequently asked questions. What is the courage method for confronting toxic traits? The courage method is a 7-step framework for making high-stakes decisions with confidence. When applied to toxic traits, it guides you through gathering facts, weighing options, understanding impact, checking your values, acting decisively, reading the reaction, and explaining your reasoning clearly. How do you confront toxic traits without damaging the relationship? You confront toxic traits by separating the behavior from the person, staying specific about what you observed, and explaining the impact without blame. Using a structured approach like the courage method keeps the conversation grounded in fact rather than emotion, which protects both the relationship and the outcome. When is the right time to confront someone with toxic traits? The right time is before the behavior becomes the norm. Once a toxic pattern has continued unchallenged for weeks or months, it becomes significantly harder to address. Confront as soon as you have gathered clear observations and can speak calmly with specific, recent examples to support your position. Why do people avoid confronting toxic traits even when they know they should? Most people avoid confronting toxic traits because they fear escalation, damaging the relationship, or being seen as the problem. Without a structured framework to guide the decision, the discomfort of avoidance feels smaller than the fear of the conversation going wrong. What is the difference between toxic traits and difficult behaviour? Difficult behaviour is situational and often changes with feedback or circumstance. Toxic traits are occurring, deliberate, or deeply ingrained patterns that harm others regardless of context. The courage method helps you determine which category you're dealing with before you decide how to respond. How do I prepare to confront someone with toxic traits using a framework? Start by collecting specific observations, not impressions. Write down exact incidents with dates and impact. Then work through the courage steps to decide whether to act and how. Prepare a short opening statement using the SBY structure. Situation, behavior, and impact. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.